Welcome back to another great Winner to Win Wednesday. Yes, you have tuned into the Precious Jewel You I Forgive Me podcast on this great Winner to Win Wednesday, and I'm so happy that you are tuning in. All right, so let's not hold a time. Let's get into this episode on this great Winner to Win Wednesday day, okay? Check it out. Hello, Jules. Hello. I'm coming to you again on this Winning to Win Wednesday. I'm not going to hold the time. I'm just going to jump right on into this episode and give you all this short message that I feel is needed for the body of Christ. And so let's pray. Father God, I thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. God, I thank you, God, for who you are, God. And God, forgive us for anything that we have done, said a thought that's not pleasing unto you. And as I go into this message, Lord God, I pray, God, that you will give a message, Lord God, through me that will help touch the Jewels, Lord God, that will help them, Lord God, move forward in you, Lord God, and in life, Lord God. And I thank you, God. I give you praise. I give you glory, for it all belongs to you. And so when it's done, in Jesus' name, amen. So y'all, just coming short, just a short little message of encouragement to help you move forward, help you move on, help you just continue to go and prosper. So you all know that sometimes we feel that God is not listening. We feel that God does not care. We feel that God does not hear our prayers. We feel that God does not love us. We feel that God has abandoned us. We feel that God has just left us high and dry, right? Sometimes we do. We feel like that. If truth be told, you know, we go through this life, this thing called life, and we go through it, and we feel alone sometimes. I went through that very same thing when I was going through my state of forgiving myself and everything, and I just feel like I was all alone. I felt like nobody, you know, not really, you know, my husband was there, but I just felt like that a lot of people was like, didn't love me, that, you know, a lot, you know, just God himself, like, okay, Lord, you know, I'm here, I'm sorry, I'm repenting of this sin. I just feel like I still feel so empty. I went through all of that, and even, you know, even in my, through my life, you know, even afterwards, you know, some situations, I felt like, okay, Lord, I'm praying for this thing, I'm doing everything I need to do. I have faith. I'm not doubting. I'm reading my word. I'm fasting. I'm doing everything that I need to do. And it seems like nothing is happening. It seems like nothing is being brought forth. Nothing is being manifested. But y'all, I'm telling you, God loves you. God cares. He hears you. He hears your cry. And everything. He is right there. He has not abandoned you. He has not forsaken you. None of that. None of that is true. God loves you and he hears you. And in due season, everything will come to pass in due season and in the timing that God wants it to come to pass. Because why? His time is the best time. His time is the right time. His time is the perfect time for things to be manifested in our lives, right? No matter what we're going through, no matter what we're praying for, his time is the best time. And sometimes it do. Sometimes it happens right away. But sometimes that thing that we're praying for, it takes time. It takes time, and sometimes the time is years. You know, sometimes it's years. But if we continue to have faith and continue to just wait and continue to just trust God and take him at his word and know that he is able to do everything, to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, he can do it. He's able, and he's going to do it if we just continue to be steadfast and hold on in our wait. There was a very powerful message that came from one of the very powerful men of God, Dr. Tony Evans, and he said that there is purpose in God's silence. And that was so powerful to me. When it feels like God is so silent that nothing is being answered, that it seems like, you know, when we pray, like, okay, Lord, it just seems like we hear crickets and everything going on, like, okay, Lord, where are you? Like, you know, do you hear my cry? Do you hear me crying out to you every day, do you hear me, Lord? There is purpose in the silence of God. There is purpose in that. So y'all, just continue to hold on. Continue to be steadfast. Continue to do everything that you need to do. Everything. Continue to do it. Don't stop. Continue to do it and watch God. Watch God move in your life. So that's all just for this short encouragement to let you know that God is here. He hears you. He's there. He loves you. He has not abandoned you. He has not forsaken you. He is right there. And in due time, if you faint not, in due time, you're going to reap the harvest in a time that God himself has ordained for it to be done in. You all be blessed. Father God, I thank you, God, for this short encouragement. I thank you, God, and I pray that it would touch someone's heart. It would touch someone's heart to allow them to know that you are there, God. And Father God, and allow them to keep moving on, Father God, and don't give up. And Father God, I thank you, God, Father God, and I bless your name. In your son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. So you all be blessed, and I just thank you all for tuning in. Until we meet again, bye.
Okay, Jules, that's all for this great episode. But we will be coming back to you next week at 7 p.m. for another great Winning to Win Wednesday message coming from the precious jewel, you, I Forgive Me podcast. Yeah, so tune in next week at 7 p.m. to hear another great Winning to Win Wednesday message. And don't forget to go follow us on Instagram and YouTube to see what's going on in the precious Jewel You ministry, okay? All right, so you all be blessed. Don't forget to forgive, forget, move on, and win at it all, because you are God's precious jewel. That's why we are winning to win together. Bye.